Saved as a teenager, called to preach, and but then Miss Hannah has been in ministry. Her family's been in ministry pretty well all her life and before some. And what was it, 11 years ago now or something? 10 years ago, God took Miss Hannah's dad home to be with the Lord, just in his early 50s. And but just a faithful, faithful man of God. And that knew how to pray. And it was almost like he knew how to pray, and God said, why don't we just do this face to face and spend that time together? And God took him on to glory. I mean, a tremendous man of God in the church down there in Tennessee. God used him greatly. And so God's just looking for that individual. Nothing special about the individual except, God, would you use me? And that's what God's looking for. It's nothing special about any one person, any young person, any older person, aged person that's sitting here under the sound of my voice right now. God can do miracles through your life if we're just willing to be used. Not on my standards, but on God's standards when God chooses to do it. And I want to share with you just a couple thoughts. I'm not going to preach the entire message on this. But I wanted to share a few thoughts this afternoon, and I wasn't sure until Brother Josh was getting done if he was just going to go ahead and preach. I gave him that liberty, whatever the Lord led to do, and I want to share a few thoughts with you. I didn't tell him to sit down, but 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 1, I'm just going to read the first three verses. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. I underline the three things. I'm going to switch over to the lapel mic. I underline the three things in verse number 3, really in relation to the message this morning. If I can just kind of give a sequel or a part B and really just share my heart, not really preach this entire message to you. I want to share on this thought, because we look at things and we look at Paul and John, Peter and John, when they're walking up to the temple in Acts chapter number 3. But then we read verses like this in 1 Thessalonians that Paul is writing to the church there and the saints at Thessalonica. And he mentions in verse 3 these three things: your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope. Now, here's what I was thinking of when I underlined those three things that were outlined in the scriptures, because this is Paul as he's saying to the church of the Thessalonians. And I thought, what a church it must have been for Paul to be remembering these things. And it stuck out in Paul's mind. And so any Bible student, you can go back to Acts chapter number 17. And go ahead and turn back there with me. Acts chapter number 17, you say, well, they must have really made an impact. Can I say, right above these verses, I wrote down a life that impacts. Now, we're not talking about the life of an individual like we did this morning in Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4. We're talking about the life of a church that impacted here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. But look what it says in Acts chapter 17, and I want you just to read along as I read just a few verses here. In verse number 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, now there's your faithfulness, just doing the right things when you're supposed to. as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. Okay, so you had a message that was preached. Verse 4, and some of them believed, not even the 5,000 like we saw over in Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. Okay, so Paul spends three Sabbath days, souls are saved, they're discipling together, and the city gets upset, just like the other city. They get upset, they take in Jason, and they're speaking with him, taking security of him, and then they let him go, and immediately, look at verse number 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. That was his manner. And I thought, here he's with this group in Thessalonica for not much more than the 3 days. And it is that group of believers that he's writing to over in 1 Thessalonians. The church that began with the saints that were saved, aren't you thankful? You had the Jews that were saved, you had the Greeks that were saved, and then you have the women that were saved. God makes mention of all of them that were saved right there. But yet by the time that Paul writes back to him, he says, I want you to know, he's only spent a few days there with the church at Thessalonica. And when he first shows up there, there's nothing. Spends 3 days, souls are saved, stirs the city up, and they look at him and said, you better move on. But Paul writes back to him and says, I want you to know that I'm remembering your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope. And I thought, what an impact a group of believers made upon the life of Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, for them to be able to write back. And I thought, Lord, if you'd allow us to, I'd love to be able to be that type of church that's impacting others. That someone could be here just a few times if need be. We want them to stay. But I wrote down three things. First of all, they were a church that received the word. They received the word. The Apostle Paul got up and preached, and look what it says in verse number 6 of 1 Thessalonians 1. We'll read verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. And I thought, the preacher comes in town and spends a little over 3 days with them, and they said, you need to leave, it's too dangerous. He writes back to him and says, listen, we've been traveling Macedonia. We've heard from Macedonia and Achaia and beyond that of your faith. You know why? Because you received the word, and not just received the word, but you sent forth the word. And the word of God is sounding forth from you. And I said, Lord, if you'd allow us not just to be the individual like Peter and John to be able to impact a life, or the man that was healed that was laying there at the gate to the temple, that beautiful gate, and God used them in a great way to be able to impact. God, if you can use that one individual, doesn't even have a name in the Bible. And God, would you be able to use our church That we'd be a church that would receive the Word of God, and not just receive the Word of God, but to be able to send forth the Word of God and to be able to make a difference. Chapter 2 and verse number 13, here's what Paul wrote to him. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Well, aren't you thankful for the word of God? And if we're going to be a church that's going to impact, and listen, this church at Thessalonica made a difference. Not just in the world, but in Paul's life. Paul's life. He said, I'm remembering your work of faith. Do you know where that work of faith came from? The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know why they had faith to be able to sound forth the word of God? Because they had received the word of God. Never get tired of what this book says. Never. We look at it and we read down through there and we're saying, yeah, but I don't like it. I'm not saying you like everything you read, but we receive what the Bible says. We receive it as the word of God, not as the word of men. But can I say, not only did they receive and they had a life that received the word of God, but they had a responsive life also. A responsive life. The Bible says that he remembered their work of faith and their labor of love. Look what the Bible says over in chapter number 3 and verse number 6 as he's writing back to the church. He says, but now when Timotheus came from you unto us, okay? They left Timothy and Silas there, and then they came and reported to the Apostle Paul on what was taking place, and here's what they said. They said, and brought us good tidings, look, of your faith and charity. And that ye have good remembrance of us always. Now, can I say, that's the goal of every church. At least people would have a good remembrance. Amen? If I ask someone about a church and they say, boy, that was a bad experience. That's not the type of church that we desire to be. But Paul said, you have a good remembrance of us, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. And I thought, what a wonderful testimony of that church that the Apostle Paul was saying, we're remembering without ceasing, not only that you have a receiving life and you received the word of God, but you have a responsive life. You didn't just take it all in, but you exercised charity to those that were around. You say, now hold on, that'd be hard to do at the church of Thessalonica. You say, why is that hard to do? They just ran their preacher off. Now, you might love Concord a little bit more if they did that here. But can I say here, they went to him and said, Paul, you better get out of town. We got to send you on to Berea. And not only did the religious crowd at Berea, at Thessalonica, push Paul out of town there, but guess what? The Jews of Thessalonica heard that Paul was preaching in Berea. So they left Thessalonica and they went to Berea to cause problems. And Paul had to pack up in Berea and be able to keep traveling. But Paul's writing back to him saying, hey, you showed your charity. You were a church that not only exercised faith because you received the word of God, but you showed charity, I believe, as a church that is loving and has the love of God that is flowing through you. I believe Jesus summarized it by saying, love your enemies. Do good to them which despitefully use you. Persecute you. I want you to pray for him. Remember Jesus saying that? That's still in the Bible, by the way. I know he says to turn the other cheeks. You only have so many of them, okay? You still got to pray for him, though. But a responsive life, their labor of life, their life was in danger, but they did not take it upon themselves. They said, we're going to love you anyway. And then let me give you this, the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. They had such a rewarding life. Now they had the receiving life that they received the word of God. They had a responsive life that after receiving the word of God, they showed charity and bestowed charity, not just to Paul and his team, but I believe also to that community that was around them. After all, what better way to show the love of God than to give the word of God. The love of God working through us, but it was a reward in life. Look at chapter number 3 in verse number 12. The Bible says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." He's already commended. Listen, these are just young believers that had their preacher for a few days. And God made such a difference. Now, I'm not saying you use this passage of Scripture and say, "See, I don't need the church. See, we don't need a preacher." No. Paul was writing back saying, listen, you've received the word of God. You've shown the love. You've shown the charity. And he said, I'm sure praying that God is going to reward you greatly. And he said, you're going to be presented before him in holiness before the Savior. I thought, God, if you would allow those to be the identifying marks of Granite State Baptist Church, that we could be a church that, listen, there'd be others that would be able to come through, but they'd be able to remember without ceasing our work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much that needs to be done. They could use 100 more churches out in Arizona easily. 100 more churches in New England. Can I say the one thing we have in common? Where he's at, where we're at, there's still people that need the gospel. They just need Jesus. And they need a church that's going to say, we're going to receive the word of God, but not just are we going to take the word of God in, but we're going to put the word of God out to those that we come in contact with. We're not talking about becoming a religious crowd. Religion's killing our nation. We've got their list of do's and don'ts. I mean, they may be part of a church and they're doing all their religious duties all the way down through there. That's not a relationship with Christ. I'm so thankful the Word of God teaches, listen, Jesus died for us. He shed every drop of his blood for us. He told his disciples in Luke chapter 24, after he'd risen from the dead, he said, I am flesh and bone. He didn't say flesh and blood. He'd shed his blood for us. Paid for every one of our sins that we ever would commit, because every one of them for every one of us was in the future. Now, how do we know all that? We've received the Word of God. I've looked at it and said, listen, I know I'm a sinner. Jesus has died for me. I've placed my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I've received the Word. But can I tell you, there's those that are around us, they have not received the Word. They've received church. They've received church doctrine. They've received good works. But they haven't received the word. And I so desire for a labor of love to continue to those that are around us, that our church would be identified. They just labor in love over there. Love for our Savior, love for the sinner, and love for each other. And boy, I'm so asking God that he'd allow us to be able to continue that. Can I say, we'll respond to receiving the Word of God. You cannot help if you receive in the Word of God and you receive enough of it in, it's going to come out. It's going to, somewhere. And it's such a rewarding life. We pray God's blessings and let God take care. God is so faithful. I underline those three things and I say, God, if you'd allow our church life to be one that impacts those around us, Do you know how much, I don't believe it was in a prideful way, how much it meant to the church of the Thessalonians to receive the letter back from the Apostle Paul? Just saying, hey, we're praying for you. And after just a few days, they made such an impact. Boy, I'm remembering your labor of love. I'm remembering your hope in our Savior. I'm remembering all of that. I say, God, would you allow our church to be able to have those identifying characteristics? Receive the word, give the word, and allow God. It's going to be a reward in life. I'm so thankful. He'll increase. Boy, it's so wonderful. God's so faithful. Let's just each of us be found faithful as Paul is. Amen. You may be here today and you're not saved. You might be trusting religion. You might be trusting your good works. Can I say this? I don't want a service to close without you having the opportunity to be able to trust Christ 100%, Him and Him alone, for eternal salvation. It's so necessary. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to have a word of prayer. No piano playing. I just want to have a word of prayer. But just before I pray, I just want to ask you if I can pray for you. Okay? No one looking around, but here's what I want to ask if I can pray for. Maybe you're here today. You don't know me. I don't know you. I'm not sure. I might have met you 100 times. Doesn't matter who it is. But maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. I do not have 100% assurance that I'd spend eternity with my Savior. But I'm concerned about it enough to let you pray for me. And I want to be able to pray for you. I do. And I will pray for you. And maybe if that's you this afternoon, you'd say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I wonder if you'd just slip your hand up and slip it down. Say, that's me. Pray for me. Just slip it up, slip it down. I'm not going to call you by name. Don't know your names. Don't know who it may be. Slip your hand up, slip it down. Pastor, pray for me. Just not sure that I will spend eternity with the Savior. God is so faithful. Now, church, let me ask you this. I wonder how many would join me in prayer and say, Pastor, I'll pray with you that those three things would identify our church also. That we'd receive the Word of God, would give the Word of God, and trust God to be able to give the increase and the blessing. But you'd say, Pastor, I'll pray that for our church. Would you join me? Slip your hand up, slip it down. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I believe God would honor that. Starts with receiving the word. Father, I love you today. Thank you for the word of God. May we be found faithful every day of our lives. May you be honored and glorified in everything. Lord, there's no greater life than one that is fully committed to living for our Savior. And Lord, that is done every place we go. Whether it's on the job, driving home, or with the family, out at the store, every place we go, surrendered to our Savior. May we just live for you and be found faithful. Thank you for your love to us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Isn't God so good to us?